This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We heard from Detroit this morning. Car sales, SUVs and pickup trucks did all right last month. Sedans less so. Cheap gas, it seems. But it's how Americans are buying their cars that's interesting. Borrowing more money for longer. 7 years, in fact, for a car loan. That's according to Ben Eisen reporting in the Wall Street Journal. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I'll tell you what, 7 years sounds like a really long time to be paying off a car.
Yeah, it's a term that's really extended over the last decade or so.
What has happened? How come this is happening?
Well, what you've seen is car prices have really gone up a lot, and they've risen a lot faster than incomes have, and it's just gotten more and more difficult to afford a car. Cars have gotten fancier, they've gotten safer, they've gotten more technologically advanced. So what people are doing instead is they're taking out longer auto loans, which basically helps them manage the payments, keep the monthly payment relatively affordable, but you're paying your car down for a lot longer period of time.
Right. And the car winds up being more expensive because you're paying interest on that loan. What's the root cause here? Yes, wages and cars are more expensive, but how did we get here?
Well, it's something that you really see sort of across the entire economy, just that for middle-class people, this doesn't apply to the richest people as much, but it's just gotten harder and harder to maintain that sort of middle-class lifestyle. Everything's gotten more expensive. The biggest costs have gotten more expensive, and yet incomes haven't risen to keep pace.
People are looking for these loans. I imagine banks and lending institutions are more than happy to provide, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at auto loans, they've been a pretty good investment over the last decade. If you're an investor looking for something that provides a lot of income and, you know, a treasury bond is yielding a very low amount, you know, this is a good investment. The question is whether it will continue to be a good investment. You know, when you lengthen the term of an auto loan, the chances of losses go up a lot because, you know, there's just more time for someone to have a life event that, you know, causes them to stop paying their auto loan or, you know, something else can happen in the interim.
Yeah. So the finance industry is making some money off of this, mostly. What about dealerships? Are they doing all right with this?
Yeah, this is one place where the auto industry has really changed. What you've seen is dealers, you know, back in the day used to make their money from the margin on the sale of the car, but that's gotten more difficult. You can go online now and find out exactly how much you're supposed to pay. So it's kind of harder to squeeze out money on the showroom floor. But what they're doing instead is they're kind of squeezing out that profit in the finance manager's office. They're also using that to kind of pitch add-ons, insurance, extended warranties, and sort of other things that get rolled into the loan. So altogether, the loan becomes kind of the product itself at the dealership rather than the car.
And are people buying more expensive cars because the monthly payment is, in theory anyway, lower?
I mean, some people definitely are. We talked to a lot of people for this article who, ended up buying, you know, very nice cars, but they paid a lot more than they expected to. Yeah. They looked at the monthly payment and that sort of allowed them to kind of budget out, kind of create a heuristic for themselves of what they could afford on a monthly basis. But then looking at it over a much longer period of time, they end up paying a lot more than they thought they would.
Ben Eisen, he covers banking at the Wall Street Journal. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.